Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that this is the day He has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. I welcome you to the broadcast today, and I would like to begin by reading a verse found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1, and I'm going to read the King James. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. Praise God. Let me share the Amplified translation of that. Furthermore, brethren, we beg and admonish you in virtue of our union with the Lord Jesus that you follow the instructions which you've learned from us about how you ought to walk so as to please and gratify God, as indeed you are doing, that you do so even more and more abundantly, attaining yet greater perfection in living this life. Well, is not that the holy calling to which we are called to attain the stature, the measure of the fullness of our Lord Jesus Christ? That's what Paul says in Ephesians, the purpose of the fivefold ministry was given for this purpose. And so I want to take a little bit of time starting on today's broadcast, talking from the Word of God, teaching the truths that are there on how can we please God. Paul was making a very special point to some beloved saints, not that they weren't doing that, but that they would continue to follow the instructions that Paul had given, just as we are to continue, and I encourage you to follow what the Word says in your day-to-day life, and so that we can learn how to please and gratify God, according to the Amplified, even more and more abundantly. And I believe the Lord brings to Unveil Christ Ministries those who have a special heart after God, those who are really seeking His fullness, those that aren't just satisfied with going to church once a week or just having what we might term a nominal Christian experience. You know, they think of God on Sundays, and then He's really absent from their thoughts and from their lives the rest of the week. But I believe the Holy Spirit is stirring hearts to just fall in love with God more and more and more. And so this is not only our duty as a Christian to please God, but it should be one of our greatest joys. And because of that, I'd like to share with you what we can do as His people to bring joy and pleasure to the heart of God. Remember in Revelations, the Word says, "For thy pleasure all things were created." Hallelujah. So God created the world, the fullness thereof. He created His people for His divine pleasure. Now, before we go into those specific things which the Word says we can do in order to please God, let's consider another very large group of people, those who are not pleasing God. And Jesus said, and I'm sure He said it with sorrow of heart, "Narrow is the way, and few there be that find it, and wide and broad is the way that leads to destruction." There are those who have heard the gospel message and have turned aside in rebellion and refusal to accept God's salvation. And in general, the world, because the world is enmity against God, they live only for themselves. They have no desire, no concern about pleasing God. In fact, as we read the Word of God, we might say, well, you know, especially as we read the Old Testament, well, all those heathen people and heathen tribes, they were worshiping false idols and false gods. We don't do that today. Well, beloved, I would say that some people might not worship literal stone images of a false god, but they have enthroned self as their god, their pleasing self. They're worshiping at the altars of materialism, of wealth, of power, of the things that are attractive and deemed important as far as this world system is concerned. And so those who really haven't made that commitment to follow God are really living only for themselves. And unfortunately, not only is this true, of course, to be expected in the world, but there are many Christians who seek to please themselves. They're yet carnal. They're like little babies. Babies aren't aware of the needs or concerns of others. They're just self-absorbed. And that's the reason why a child doesn't stay in that condition. It goes through a maturing process, not just physically to grow, but it learns how to get along in society. It learns moral and ethical standards of righteousness. This is God's order. This is God's plan. Romans 15:1-3 says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves." You know, it's a whole lot easier just to be unconcerned about others. And yet those who are mature and strong in the faith, we ought to bear and have patience with those who are weak, who don't have yet the understanding, who don't have the ability to be able to act like a mature son or daughter of God. Haven't we all seen, for example, young people, they may be teenagers, but they're really acting like two-year-olds? Well, we can do that spiritually as well. Let me finish that verse. "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification." That doesn't mean we're to be people pleasers, but we ought to have our neighbor, those around us, our brothers and sisters, those whom God brings into our lives, to seek their good. And sometimes seeking their good doesn't really please them, but we want to please God first and foremost, so we're going to do that which is good to their edification. To go on with that verse, third verse, "For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me." And so we see there's a huge portion of mankind that is not pleasing God because they're living for themselves. They haven't accepted the salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are those who seek to please men. Well, obviously, they're not pleasing to God. And unfortunately, this can even happen in the church realm. For example, as we look at the Old Covenant, we see that Saul was Israel's first king, and that was one of his problems. He was afraid of the people. Remember that incident when he was to wait expressly for Samuel to come to offer sacrifices, and he was concerned about the people, and he didn't do that? Well, he lost the inheritance he could have had. The Lord removed him from being king and put in David one after his own heart. We see in the fifth chapter of Acts, when the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, and Peter and the disciples were doing those works that Jesus had commanded. And remember, the Pharisees were upset, the Judaizers were concerned and upset about their, and filled with indignation because what they had done in terms of their powerful preaching, they put them in prison. And in verse 29 of Acts 5, Peter and the other apostles answers and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." And that is where our priorities ought to be. Galatians 1 and 10 says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Those also who are in the flesh cannot please God." There's another reference in Romans, this time the 8th chapter, verse 6, where Paul declares, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you." Beloved, that's why the word says to mortify the deeds of the body, the deeds of the flesh, and to walk in the Spirit. We can't do that in our own strength, but we can do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. And also, we know, there's another reference I want to share with you, Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And so then, also, those who don't have faith cannot please God. Beloved, let me just share this as I see my time is moving along and I have to bring this broadcast to a close. But sometimes I think some of you listening just sort of beat yourself over the head because of circumstances and difficulties and mountains in your life. It's like, "Oh Lord, I just don't have the faith for this." Well, beloved, we all are in different levels of faith. Even the disciples said, "Lord, increase our faith." And yet, does not the word say, Jesus Christ, he is the author and finisher of our faith? Well, as I said, I tend to be rather simple-minded. And so if he's the author, if he originates faith, and he's the perfecter or the completer of our faith, then beloved, I suggest to you that no matter what you're facing right now, you have all the faith you need. Otherwise, God would be unjust. So gird up your loins like a man and know that through the Lord, he will cause you to triumph, and he's given you everything that is needed for your present circumstances right now. But also, beloved, know that there's an importance and a principle in agreeing prayer. That's why I'm here. I invite you to write and share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Just tune in tomorrow and we'll continue on with this subject on pleasing God. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,